geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620, KTAR.
Can we just play music?
News radio, nowhere in there is the word music.
Okay.
We sneak in as much as we possibly can because, you know, we're that way. But
all right, let's sneak in the Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
The Geek Speak of the Week for this week.
This is the Geek Speak of the Week.
That's not Geek Speak of the Week music now, is it?
Are you you trying to say something, Brandon? Every week at this point in the show, we try to bring you a little something-something. You know what? Here, you read it. We're going to give Garrett something
we
to do.
We bring you
the show.
Some vernacular love. We bring you some words. We bring you some stuff that usually is fairly fitting with the theme. And
verbiage.
This week is no different. It's called our Geek Speak of the Week, and Mr. Garrett Pell is now going to give you the lowdown.
All right, Geek Speak of the Week is Juice a Brick.
Juice a Brick.
Juice a Brick.
Uh-huh.
All right. I don't think that's going to work very well.
Hey, man, Juice a Brick.
Juice a Brick.
The Dr. Joe's Juicer. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a term refers to the recharge of a NiCad battery, especially the large brick-like batteries used in older notebook computers and video cameras. You might say we better juice a brick before taking the camera out. Well, that's because they're those huge nickel-cadmium batteries that don't last as long as a newer lithium-ion.
Yes.
And, you know, they have to charge them up or take 10 of them. So,
yeah,
juice
well,
a brick.
You know what? If you're running around with a laptop or if you have a digital camera and you're going on a trip, you better have a couple of bricks to juice because it doesn't matter what you do. You always get in a situation where, oops, I'm out of power. My favorite is virtually every laptop out there, and the bigger and the more features they have, the quicker this happens. You decide you're going to watch a DVD on your laptop on the airplane. And you get to 1 hour and 12 minutes into the movie of a 1 hour and 22 minute movie.
Yep.
And the
battery
says,
there's always 10 minutes to go.
Goodbye. So that's when you want to juice a brick.
Yeah, well, DVDs and watching movies, and that is a big power sapper because you're constantly running the DVD drive, mm-hmm. and you got your sound running, and you know, that tends to sap it a bit. So
what's our free download of the week?
Free download?
From our buddy Marco at webattack.com.
Webattack free download of the week. Batmem time.
Batmem time. That kind of ties in with Juice a Brick.
Holy Juice a Brick, Batmem.
Batmem time.
Is that hidden in a secret cave somewhere? Okay.
Yes.
This utility is a battery, memory, and storage card monitor with the look of today's graphics. Nice.
Woohoo!
It displays a graph for every item that can be customized in color or appearance. It can keep track of battery uptime and more. Hey, that's nice.
So it's a little better than the one that most laptops have.
That little icon down there, it gives you a little bit of a percentage.
Well, this one actually can estimate how much time you have left based on your current usage.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you use your hard drive more, then it's gonna puke out quicker. Is it puke out? Is that
puke out? That puke is a technical term.
Yeah. If the brightness on your display is turned all the way up, that's going to use more battery power. So it can actually look at those things and say, okay, based on your current configuration, you have about 4 seconds left.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
This is a definitive download for laptop users who want to monitor their battery life.
More gooder.
Precision and time.
More gooder.
More better battery.
Of course, you can check out both the Geek Speak of the Week and our WebAttack free download of the week at our website, datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio show section and you'll see today's offerings, including we're trying something new today.
Mm-hmm.
We record every show, and we've been saying this for, I don't know, like years.
Right.
We record every show to MP3 file format here, and then usually I have to go back to the office or I have to upload it to a special place on our website, and we have to reconfigure the files. And then, anyway, our fabulous web developer, Matt, set it up so that actually now, right here, in between segments, actually during the break, every break that we have, I'm actually uploading the previous segments. So you can literally listen to the first segment of the show right now on our website. That's how good the internet is.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy, I tell you.
It's one to many, and it's instant real time.
It's pretty crazy, too.
To the phones.
It's crazy.
It's crazier than crazy.
I can't even imagine how crazy it is.
That is beyond crazy.
Crazy. Hey, here we go. Tim in Scottsdale has errors that pop up all the time, and he's frustrated, and he wants to kill his computer, and we're here to talk him and his computer down off that ledge.
Tim, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing real good. Say, great show. You listen to it every Saturday morning, and I need a little bit of help here. I keep getting this program error box that pops up, and it says HXDL H.exe has generated errors and will be closed by Windows.
What is it?
HXBL.
Can you, H as in Henry, X-ray boy Larry?
X-ray D Larry. D as in Daniel.
HXBL.exe.
You know what we're doing? The reason we're asking you to spell this is right now both Ken and I are...
We're doing what we tell everybody to do. What? We're in Google putting the exact X...
HXDL.
Yeah, HXDL.exe error. I went to Google, and the third thing that popped up for me is comes from a forums website for Tech Support Guy, and it talks about the HXDL.exe error, and it says it's reported to be a Trojan horse program that's used to display pop-up advertisements.
Yes. Just like what we were talking about before. That's the kind of stuff that I found in my in-law's machine in San Clemente. That's what was delivering those porn ads, one of these pop-up utilities like this. It's a backdoor program.
And actually now I went back and did a little looking real quick here. HXDL.exe, if you put in that exact term in Google, the first link that pops up will take you to a really, really good article put on by the C-Squad community. It's kind of a community that kind of watches... different Trojans and things. Computer Justice is what they call their community. But anyway, if you go and look there, they've got a whole write-up on what this thing is and how to remove it and all kinds of information about it. So
what you need to do is it sounds like it's been partially removed. That's why you're getting the error. Because it used to just work silently behind the scenes and you didn't know it. Something's changed the setup in that, and so you can try going to your ad remove programs and try to uninstall it, but I'm sure it won't show up there. You can also try using one like AdAware or one of those others, but if you want the manual process to clean it up, there's lots of that information there at the C-Squad website.
And a couple of pieces of software that it may have been bundled with that you may have installed at one point, something called the WeatherBug software.
Okay.
Folks, stop installing that piece of junk software.
Yeah, there's something called Every Occasion Card Creator that also has it packaged with 3D World Atlas, some other piece of software called God Bless America, and also in a couple others. So, you know, there's pieces of software that are, again, it's usually something fairly useful, you think, and they just bundle it with a bunch of other stuff as advertising.
I'm sorry, folks. I see that weather. That just gets my goat. I see the weather bug everywhere. People got it loaded. Like, look, I can see what the weather is anytime. Without any real...
You can also look out the window, too.
Woo-hoo! No.
Or listen to the fine radio station here at KTAR, because every 15 minutes they tell you how hot it is, the humidity, the winds blowing... Oh, 10 minutes, excuse me, Brian. Thanks for correcting me.
Well, if it's really important, you can actually just go to any website and see it. The problem is these weatherless programs like WeatherBug, they load into the operating system, they're running all the time, they steal resources, and then they bundle these little spyware programs inside of them, so now you've doubled the resources that it's taking, just so you can look and go, oh, look, it's 88 degrees. I'm sorry. I'll get off my soapbox, Tim.
Someone didn't get a nap today.
Well, you know, these things happen.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate the help.
Thanks, Tim.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Are you talking to me?
I'm not talking to you, man.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, it wasn't me. It's the magic box over here talking to you. I'm just the driver and the operator. It's,
you know, that was one of the few times your timing was actually very good.
Oh,
very few,
man.
Very few times.
That's a compliment packaged inside of.
They call that a backhanded compliment.
Yes.
Yes.
That's actually the term I was looking for, but it wasn't coming readily to my mouth.
It must be okay. You're both smiling.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, also, by the way, just because it's easier than calling her Jody, the fly girl,
yes.
Your email access is working again.
Okay, there you go.
She's listening, I'm sure. Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
When we come back, we've got more calls and questions. We got Mary and Chandler, who believes her PC was hacked into. Stick around for that and more.
Hollywood icons Jack Nicholson, Peter Falk, and William Shatner on The Last Ted Simon Show.